Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
During World War II, the Nazis' most classified project was known as Die Glock, the Bell. Secret documents found years later reveal that the Bell was a new kind of exotic energy technology that could affect time and defy gravity. In 1939, the Nazis set up a secret base in Antarctica known as New Swabia. Starting in 1945, Operation Paperclip secretly brought hundreds of Nazi scientists into America, where they were hired by the military-industrial complex. In 1946, Admiral Richard Byrd led a military expedition known as Operation High Jump to seek out Nazi base New Swabia and other Antarctica bases. On his way back to the U.S., Admiral Byrd told Chilean newspaper El Mercurio that in the event of a new war, the U.S. would be facing military craft that can fly from one pole to the other with incredible speed. In 1959, a dozen nations signed the Antarctic Treaty, making it illegal for anyone to travel south of the 60th parallel without government permission. Since then, curious videos have circulated that show what appear to be Nazi UFOs. And just last Monday, Dr. Stephen Greer introduced Antarctica whistleblower Eric Hecker.
In 2010, I was selected to go down to the South Pole Station in Antarctica for an entire year by Raytheon Polar Services as an employee of a third-party contractor for the National Science Foundation. I function in a dual role capacity as a tradesman and a firefighter. My responsibilities required me to be more informed than most of my crew and offered me complete access to the facilities. What I learned from this unique experience needs to be shared with the entire world. The technology at the South Pole Station certainly can do what it is presented as its primary purposes, and unfortunately, much more. The Ice Cube Neutrino Detector is presented as a passive listening device for the purposes of the science as presented. But I'm going to skip right through the chase, folks. I have provided documentation that proves that the 5,160, what they call DOMs, that are embedded in the ice can actually transmit at 2,047 volts each. That gives us a long list of things to consider. It is effectively a multifaceted directed energy weapons platform that I will list rapidly a few things that it can do. Vehicle detection. We're learning that these off-world craft, on-world craft, ours or other nations, are also emitting neutrinos. So this makes the South Pole Station effectively an air traffic control station for this new level of equipment that nobody's discussing. In addition to the ability to detect neutrinos and the exotic vehicles, I provided documentation that shows that this is also a system for faster-than-light communications. In the past, Gary McKinnon has hacked NASA, found the off-world fleet, the list of captains, and it's apparent that if we have faster-than-light vehicles moving throughout the system, we're going to need faster-than-light communications. This is that facility. Unfortunately, I have other bad news. The season that I was there, 2010 to 2011, we converted from construction to operations and maintenance in both the elevated station and the detector array. Unfortunately, when they first fired it up, that was when we had the earthquakes in Christchurch, New Zealand. There's two incidental shots before they were able to target it correctly. This is an earthquake-generating device as well. This is the weapons of war that we have to deal with now and what Raytheon's hiding. There's an ELF system at the South Pole Station that when I arrived, I was told it was off, dismantled, and completely defunct. In my work, I will rapidly just tell you, I had to figure out the circuitry for certain other repairs, and I found that this system is, in fact, completely energized, up and running, and being utilized with the other systems for nefarious purposes as well. The Atmospheric Research Observatory is in what we call the clean air sector. I witnessed myself a very powerful green laser shooting out of the top of this facility into the cosmos. This, I believe, is a secondary form of long-range communications and or a defense system. A question of power comes into play for all eyes.
The great Steve Quayle is our guest. We're going to cover the waterfront. We're going to cover what's happening with Trump, the indictments, what's happening in Russia and Ukraine. what's happening with 48-hour warning. Hacker Coalition threatens Europe's economic collapse and the power grid. We've been predicting that. And we'll look at all the crazy UFO stuff going on. 1 hour is on and up with Steve Quayle, but we've got him. SteveQuayle.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste. Designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have a turmeric toothpaste, we have the ultimate tooth whitening with coral calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpastes in stock for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right. David Icke gets a lot of credit for being a trailblazer. He deserves it. So does Jordan Maxwell. But even before those guys, it was Steve Quayle. And just blown everybody away. Best-selling author, filmmaker, researcher, great patriot, great Christian, friend of mine. And now that we've gotten through our bankruptcy pretty much, we're able to order product again. Very soon we'll be carrying all his books, all his films. You can find these award-winning coffee table books and films at gin6giants.com and stevequayle.com. Everybody should go there and get those today. And he'll be joining us again next week for 2 hours to do an in-depth dive on the history of UFOs, why they're currently doing this, what's really going on. I was trying to get him on about this today, and he said, well, in the time we have, instead we should talk about power collapse, hacker ransoming, Russia-Ukraine, the Trump indictment, the political scene is so hot. In the time we have, I'm going to skip this network break coming up so we have more time with him. But he just sent me these articles. I was reading them during the break. For Gary Franchi, he's a great reporter. 48-hour warning. Hacker Coalition threatens Europe's economic collapse. They're threatening to bring down the banks, the power grid. But it's the globalists that have been saying they're going to do it to bring in the New World Order, but they would then blame hacker groups and or, quote, Trump supporters. Remember 2 weeks ago I went crazy about this for a week? I said it was coming. Quote, Trump supporters are going to hack the power grid. FBI memo, no proof. A threat to destroy Europe's banking system in the next 48 hours. Well, the globalists want to bring down the old system, bring in the new. Cyber attacks on renewables. Europe's power sector dread in chaos. So they've cut off the nuclear power plants. They've cut off the hydroelectric. They've cut off the coal power plants. Now the power's failing. They're not going to blame the windmills that were designed as a bridge to nowhere, as I've been predicting ad nauseum for years. They're going to blame hackers for the power failure. When they create a virus in a lab, they blame global warming. It came out of a jungle, out of a cave, out of a lab. Same story. This is Reuters. So we're here. It's imminent. I learned about power grid control and takedown from Steve Quayle 30 years ago. I learned about their plan for a cyber attack to bring us into darkness from Steve Quayle 25 years ago. And now we're not in the realm of over the horizon, Steve Quayle, predicting it. We're in the realm of experiencing it. Steve Quayle, my friend, I'm going to shut up for 10 minutes, okay? You got the floor. Tell us what's going on.
Well, Alex, and it's so important right now because all of the cyber attack and financial cyber attacks that are being talked about are all being not attributed to the patriots or the Trump supporters. It's the Eastern European hackers, which, by the way, are fabulous hackers. I mean, they do a good job, anonymous, but they've joined forces to attack the European central banks, the major banks in Europe, like Deutsche Bank and all Credit Lyonnais, the biggest banks in the world, especially the ones that are in Europe. And the thing that's critical that people have got to understand is that when the power goes out, So does access to information. And so what we're seeing is a setup. But right now, Alex, as everything, it's a controlled narrative. And the controlled narrative is provoking, and we're on record as Americans have broken every treaty and agreement. And what people can't separate is a simple statement in history. When goods don't cross borders, armies do. That was quoted by von Clausewitz in his classic on war. So people want to know where that quote came from. And now we're watching the sanctimonious sanctions that have been put on all of the, quote, enemies of the United States, including the countries that provide all the rare earths for us, all of the petroleum, and we're self-destructing in the eyes of the world. And it's important that people understand. Our Defense Department poo-pooed hypersonic missiles. A lot of the statements out there are just false. Oh, that isn't a game changer, etc. We have, at this point, the greatest vulnerability in the history of the United States, especially for nuclear war. And Alex, what's astonishing to me is how many people are just cavalier. It's almost like they don't care. It's not relevant.
They're in a trance. They have a normalcy bias. Yes. I said I would interrupt, but you're dead on. They literally, that's why I'm sick at my stomach, because I can see we are going from very dangerous territory to cataclysmic territory at light speed.
That cataclysmic is the best word. Everybody needs to understand something. There is no civil defense in the United States whatsoever, except for the bureaucrats and their continuity of government bunkers. But what the Russians have made it clear, and Medvedev and Putin, that the bunkers, the COG, continuity of government bunkers, which I'm told are occupied and being occupied now, for the bureaucrats, aren't safe. When all of those were built, including Cheyenne Mountain, the U.S. military, couldn't imagine 25 megaton nuclear weapons. Well, they're really having a you-know-what kind of fit over the 100 megaton weapons and Russia's delivery capabilities. Now, Russia's already told, Alex, all the cities, all the
countries. I was about to say, what is the point of moving a bunch of weapons into Belarus when Russia can deliver them any other place? Are they going to let Belarus take the blame for a strike, or what's happening?
They're going to, they gave Belarus tactical nuclear weapons. So those are battlefield nuclear weapons. But what people are losing track of is the Russians are talking intercontinental ballistic missiles and hypersonic ones, and we've seen stories of the Russian subs.
So what are those, like 50 times stronger than what Belarus just was given?
Absolutely. Actually, 100 times. So the point being is that the U.S. believes that somehow they can keep this confined to Russia, meaning this, the war, and that the United States, CONUS, continental United States, is not any danger. That couldn't be further from the truth. So what's happening right now, and this is critical, if the power goes down, communications go down. If the power goes down, all services from water to sewage to commerce stops. And so what's important to understand is we are now in a real world situation where Russia said, you cannot defeat us. That's true, because you can throw 400 NATO airplanes and the S-400, S-500, and the S-550 anti-ballistic missile systems will take them all out. And so what we're hearing is Norway, obviously, is being approached to provide battlefield medics as well as other European nations. The NATO exercise ends on the 23rd. So if the NATO exercise ends on the 23rd of June, why then are they asking, NATO asking, and literally going out and hiring or finding people who are battlefield medics? The bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, this isn't just about the biggest NATO exercise in history. This is about the desired intent already expressed in 2008, after that, 2014. The Western Europeans want Russia. They want its natural resources. Quarter of the fresh water on the planet is in Lake Baikal. The strategic minerals of Russia are just in demand, even more so than most people are even aware. You can't even build an electric car without, I think, 400 pounds.
For folks who don't know, Russia has more resources in Africa and North America combined. And by the way, they've wanted to do business since 91. They want us to go in there and do business with them, but the globalists won't do business. We should be totally in business with Russia.
Absolutely. But that was the whole purpose of the blaming Donald Trump and the Russia dossier, was to get eyes on Russia and off of the Chinese agreements with the leading politicians in the United States of America. Now, here's where we're at. This is really important. The hotline between Russia and the White House and the Pentagon, I'm told, is down. President Putin already said when NATO enters Ukraine or admits Ukraine to NATO that all of Europe will burn without exception. Right now, cyber warriors are probing the debit and credit card networks in Europe. Now, that's what you just read earlier. And all of Europe will implode at the same time, it appears. So it's really important that people understand President Putin made the statement, and America will burn with the rest of NATO and Europe. So, Alex, I don't think we're being, overhyping anything. This is what's in the news, and because in America there is no news outside of alt news.
And by the way, let's be reality-based. You know, I'm an American, you're an American. It's a Slavic civil war. We think both sides are wrong. It's terrible what's happening, but people don't see on Twitter or Facebook or anywhere what's really happening. If you go, I don't just believe it, I check it with military experts, to Telegram and other things the Russians have, it's hours of videos of hundreds of tanks and missile launchers with the dates they're being blown up. I mean, I have a 10-minute video where...
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Sub-asset submarines, and right now, that is the cerebral cortex of the entire war that will
take
place.
So I think it's fair to say Zuckerberg's not doing this on his own, because I was there. I flew over in a helicopter. We haven't released it yet. He's got things bigger than football fields, you know, those big white enclosures to cover it up. Thousands of trucks, I mean, hundreds at any one time, literally drones in the sky, and then the word is it goes up into those mountains where they've got the missile defense and the nuclear base. That's what I was told, and that there's some giant complex being built there.
Well, that's accurate, because most people don't understand the lava tubes, and that some of them are mega lava tubes, were basically bored out with some of the atomic boring machines, and everything is tunneled and everything is integrated. And Kauai is...
Well, I got to interrupt you again. I met with major construction companies, and I want to get them in trouble. They didn't seem to care. These are like big construction company people, okay? And they said, listen, they're using the lava tubes that crisscross. They're pulling up maps how there's lava tubes all... We just use these to bore them out. That's why they chose us as the base. And they were explaining that Zuckerberg's got a sub base. I mean, and I know about the nuke base and all that, and you're right. It's just that the average person doesn't know this. It's just crazy. So why do you think there's so much activity there right now?
Well, again, it is. Imagine this. It's the difference between shooting somebody in the arm and giving them a headshot. And a lot of, I've got news for people. Kauai is not going to be the safest place to be. Even on the big island of Hawaii, there's a lot of underground stuff. But what is critical is people have got to understand that Kauai is the eyes and ears. You take out the eyes and ears of the entire Pacific command structure, and basically China and Russia in agreement will have pretty much free access to the West Coast.
So you're saying Kauai is the subs are going to attack that with cruise missiles, and it won't matter if they've got anti-ballistic missile defense at Kauai, because cruise missiles just wipe that out.
Well, right, and when you're dealing with hypersonic, again, what is lost, and this isn't propaganda, is technology that the United States forsook, and I believe on purpose, was that which could have at least equalized the threat. There is no equalizing or equalizer to the threat. You can't use Patriot missiles, even the most current version of them, to take out hypersonic missiles. So what's important is that in lava tubes, the same thing, Alex, in the United States, there are so many underground tunnels that lead to the different bases and the different continuity of government bases. But Hawaii, and I want to make this clear, I've been saying this for 20 years, which is true. Hawaii is the eyes and ears. I was literally, you probably flew over it too, the area with all the radar domes on the coast, on the Nepali coast, and I was literally there in a helicopter when they turned on the over-the-horizon radar, this is 10 years ago, for the first time, and the helicopter pilot said, this is really weird. That's never gone on before. 2 days later, I'm on a raft, a Zodiac, snorkeling, and in comes a sub-hunting airplane, and, you know, the Barking Sands base.
Exactly.
Right,
you've been there.
There.
I'm in love with it. You're talking about the western shore right at the Nepali coast. It's a giant ICBM base from the 70s and 80s. Then they put in anti-missile defense. Now they have a bunch of particle beam weapons there. It's a giant anthill that then goes under the mountain right there and then all the way around. And then meanwhile, on the other side of the island, Zuckerberg has huge industrial building going on, probably a Howard Hughes type deal. I don't think he's doing it. I think it's a government contract.
Well, of course it's a government contract. And again, all of those guys, all of the billionaires and the biggest money in the world, excuse me, the biggest money in the world are clued in, cued in, and they're funding a lot of stuff. They have a joint funding agreement, and there's, you know, Barking Sands. And you can see that, you know, we're talking about something that's so critical, but because it was avoided so long, people would not pay any attention to it. I'm told the rumors are that there are two boomers, both Russian and Chinese, two of each, that's four, ready for the command. That command, and please, I'm not saying this to scare anybody, but it's real. The threat is real. And the threat against the island of Kauai, I can tell you, it doesn't matter what side of the island Zuckerberg's on. It doesn't even matter.
We've gone into the whole Kauai thing, just as we're both researched it. But yeah, you're saying four nuclear subs ready to take that out alone.
Absolutely. And again, you can understand why. And even over the Ukraine, it was open source that they lost their satellite, which would be their eyes. They lost their listening post, they meaning NATO, and they were flying blind, pun intended. And so when you've got electronic warfare, they shut down the Donald S. Cook, they the Russians, three separate occasions, brought it dead in the water. The HMS, the biggest aircraft carrier that Britain had, it went dead in the water. The amount of technology out there is surpassing us. Listen, North Korea is working on hypersonic missiles. India has hypersonic missiles.
By the way,
missiles.
You've been talking about this for 10 years, and I looked it up in the last few years. They admit that China, everybody's ahead of us on hypersonic. Obviously, the U.S. was developing these in the 60s. Why did they kill the program?
Because you've had the assassination of the United States as, if you will, the sacrificial lamb on the table for that long. You and I have both done hundreds, if not thousands, of shows over the last 30 years, talking about the global depopulation plan. They want to kill. They want to kill 90% of the Earth's population.
And they want the Russians or the Chinese, like Joel Skousen says, to start it so they get the blame.
Absolutely. So every false flag, and Russia's been incredibly smart on this because they are allowing the world to see, just like on Nord Stream. We knew Nord Stream was blowing up. There were communications between Victoria Nuland and the former prime minister of Britain.
And as you see, now the CIA's blaming Zelensky, saying he blew it up. That shows desperation. What does that mean?
Well, the desperation is Zelensky is going to be thrown to the wolf pack. Because, again, he couldn't produce them. Think of how many Ukrainians died in a war that they were not capable of fighting. And, ladies and gentlemen, the globalists don't care who they kill as long as they kill everyone. And that's the thing that's at loss. But India is going to challenge that whole procedure, that procedure. China will be challenged by India and Japan.
I was about to say, India just put aircraft carriers off China, is openly threatening China. What's going on there?
Well, China and India have almost equal population, and China and India have the same advanced weapons, although India has even more advanced weapons. Let's just say this. They're a generation ahead of the Chinese, and the fighting that's been going on in the Ladakh region up in the Himalayas has been brutal. But, you know, China threatened India. China has invaded India.
Yeah, China started it. Now India's got pissed off.
Yeah,
so what's happened with Modi? Modi's kicking the Muslims out of Kashmir. He's going up against the Chaikoms. That sounds good, right?
Yeah, well, the thing that's amazing is India's weapons development is unequaled. I mean, it truly is an unparalleled. It goes back to, you know, believe it or not, Sanskrit 4,500 years ago and the advanced Vimana flying machines. And the Indians have presented papers on that. And it was at West, says, meaning the West, collective West. Oh, well, that can't be true. It is true. And then we've got Japan. When China threatened Japan the last time, Japan said, we'll sink every ship in the Chinese Navy within 1 hour. Well, how can Japan do that? Because Japan has the quietest subs in the oceans. And Japan, people forget, Japan is a technological innovator.
Stay right there. This is incredible. Get ready for Armageddon, folks. We'll be right back.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula. That's Brain Force Ultra that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it and say 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something. And boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews. But if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Not just evil in the universe. The Holy Spirit, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost are real.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
DeepWell is our guest, DeepWell.com. We're back with us next week to get into the whole waterfront. But Steve, big picture here. They tell us the right-wingers are going to attack. The Trump supporters are going to hack the power grid and bring it down. Obviously, we know that's not true. So does it sound like they think the Russians and others are going to launch something, so they're getting ready to blame us? Or what do you make of all this, and what do you expect to happen? Because I can see all the political things that upset me, but I, at a gut level, have never had my spidey senses, you know, they call it, my sixth sense, more upset. I feel like something giant and imminent. Every time my gut tells me this, something big happens. Well, I've never felt more concerned than I feel now. I think you're saying you're picking that up in the spirit as well, but then it just culturally, economically, politically, what are you seeing that this concern in the spirit could be?
Well, first of all, we're dealing with a sphere. We're no longer dealing with a linear, you know, this has to happen, this has to happen. And your spidey senses are picking up. There's so much data. There's so much negative energy. And you know, it doesn't get any more negative than World War III, starvation. You and I have talked about all of the war on humanity, whether it's the burning down of food processing plants, the geoengineering. You've had Dane Wigington on of geoengineering. Watch.org. But what we're watching is the systematic destruction of the United States of America. We're watching the provocation of nuclear war by the bureaucrats. And we initiated this. The very first talk, I was on your show maybe a year ago saying, Alex, these guys in our government, U.S. government, are talking about initiating a Russian first strike using our nuclear weapons, these guys. And so now we're talking right now about multiple data streams, multiple input. And as you know this, I see your desk with all the, news articles.
No, you just nailed it. I am overwhelmed. Officially, I can't. It's all happening now. It's insane.
Yeah, and that's exactly, again, it's Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals, the 13th point. You overwhelm your target. That's what they did to former President Trump. That's what they're doing to all, quote, patriots. In essence, you just keep lying and hitting them with all of this data. But now we're dealing with something that is critical, and that is the life and the lives of our family and our kids. Listen, this is not a Cold War scenario. This is going hot. There is no more talk. And this is what people have to understand. When the hotline went down, I'm understanding it went down the last 24 hours between the Kremlin and the White House. The bottom line is that communication's over. And when Medvedev and others have said, look, we're done talking. We've asked you, we've demonstrated, we've shown you. And ladies and gentlemen, have you noticed too that now we're hearing that the entity in charge of the slaughterhouse, Alex, I call the White House the slaughterhouse, is saying they're going to have to take out 80,000 citizens from Taiwan? Well, that's basically declaration.
In fact, that was in my list to ask you. It's barely a news item, the evacuation of Taiwan. That should be huge.
Well, it should be huge, but it also tells you that, remember, we said we're going to take on China. We're going to take on Russia. We're going to take on Iran. Iran's nuclear development, I want to just deal with Iran real quick. It's the biggest pile of BS that Iran's working on nuclear weapons. I remember the days you and I were both on talk radio then. Bottom line is you could buy nuclear weapons from Pakistan for $5 million. So getting back to that's a real number. Getting back.
I was told by family in Army Special Operations at the highest levels 25 years ago that Iran had nukes.
Yep, and you were right. I put up a story about that time ago from the Associated Press. It was cleaned up within 3 hours. I actually copied it. So the development of Iran's nuclear weapons, their drones, and their interregional ballistic missiles, I mean, most people wouldn't even accept the fact that Iran's got a presence in Venezuela. And Venezuela, if you look at how far that is from the Gulf Coast of the United States, and I think it's really critical that we're told, told openly by people who were going to be appointed head of cyber command, we cannot catch up with the Chinese. We can't even deal right now with the cyber attack.
So then why would the deep state indict Trump, and what do you expect to happen there? Because I've watched their press conferences. I watch body language of this Jack Smith and all of them. They all seem scared to death. Their body language, like they're physically shaking. What's your view on that?
I think they've understood now by even the blowback against the transgender movement that there's a lot of angry people. And I think Terry Lake made the statement, too, that they know, Alex, that the gun owners in America and the people that realize the Second Amendment is the last thing between them and tyranny. And right now we're watching the reports of so many fighting age men coming from through the border and Chinese being taken. I want to share something with everyone. China already has in within the country, CONUS, probably 500,000 men, and most of them are military trained. So what is important is to recognize that the U.S. has abandoned Taiwan. Everybody better get that through their head. The U.S. has abandoned Taiwan. And Taiwan is so critical because
I don't mean to interrupt you, but Michael Yon, famous reporter, highly respected Army Special Operations Green Beret, he's been down at the border for years at the Darien Gap. He says tens of thousands of Chinese operatives he's seen come through. This is their military coming in. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Well, it's not ridiculous, but we've been complicit. The United States government is complicit in allowing foreign troops, foreign weapons. Look, I have a Mexican film crew that does our stuff in Mexico, and the stuff that's coming through Mexico, a friend of mine, very close friend, said, Steve, the narco terrorists have so much money, there's no weapon system they cannot
remember
acquire.
2 weeks ago, video they confirmed of anti-tank missiles, high-tech, sent to Ukraine on the Texas border.
Absolutely, but this is even beyond that, Alex. Here's the thing. I think what people have got to understand is that there is no defense in the United States any longer. Even our A-10s, first series and second series, are overseas. And this is all by design. And by the way, President Xi made the comment to Biden that you must disarm your population. Now, that's contrary to President Putin saying, never give up your guns. Actually, the president of Russia said, I think you may have remembered that, don't give up your guns.
And this week, France is doing the last gun confiscations of old double-barrel shotguns.
Absolutely. So, ladies and gentlemen, the only freedom, the only property, the only, most importantly, your life and your family's life, is standing between that is you and your determination that you're not going to allow the slaughter of your family. Never, ever, ever give up your firearms, ever. And all of the pressure, Alex, we know, and have you ever noticed that the language, it doesn't matter if it's BLM activists or whatever the current group is of activists, one group, even including transgender, claims 6 million people. I don't believe that. But the idea is to generate internal civil war. And for the record, I've monitored the amount of civil war references on Google and other search engines. Everyone calling for civil war isn't, quote, right-wing fanatics or NRA members or Trump supporters. It's the left, because communist takeover and takedown of every nation can only occur when the population undergoes
that's
civil
right,
war.
And we've reached this point. Final segment with Steve Quayle. If Drew Hernandez takes over, she'll be back next week for 2 hours to cover the waterfront. SteveQuayle.com. Check the site out. Find his books. Find his films. Incredible info. SteveQuayle.com. We'll be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com
including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Say, oh, geez, the fight against the New World Order, Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. And the time we have left, he's back with us 2 hours next week, very gracious, to get into the UFOs and the deep state and so much more. But right now we're talking about current events. In Earth ages or in the time frame, how would you describe the point we're at? Is this the beginning of the tribulation? Is this the beginning of them making their big move? We see the Catholic Society, the world government, the Satanism, Target promoting guillotines to cut Christians' heads off and saying, we love Satan and we're a religion, the second largest retailer in the U.S. I mean, it's just everywhere. How would you, Steve Quayle, covering this for 35 years, best-selling author, filmmaker, how would you boil down what this moment is for people tuning in right now on God's time frame? I know you're not God, I'm not God. We can interpret God. We're servants of God. We're trying to understand God. God leads, guides, and directs us. So as a captain today of this ship here, if you're the captain of this hour, we're so blessed to have you. If the crew asks you, Captain, where are we? You're like, well, I don't know all the answers, but I think we're here. Where would you say we are?
I think we're in the beginning of sorrows and the beginning of tribulations. And I believe the four horsemen of the apocalypse are starting. Obviously, death, famine, plague, and war. I believe that people are going to be confronted in the supernatural realm of evil, where the Bible talks about, woe unto you, inhabitants of the earth, for the devil has come down amongst you, knowing he has short time. And, Alex, I think it's all happening at once. And here's something else. You and I went on your show almost a year ago. I mean, you were all on your show, but you invited me on. And I talked about Operation Sandman, the total repudiation of the U.S. dollar at that time by 145 nations. Right now, that is 118 nations, with even France going to the BRICS nation. What most people do not still understand is that the United States is broke, we can't pay the interest, and the money that is admitted to being owed is so inferior to the actual amount. In other words, we are going broke as a nation. So what happens when 145 nations, that's what I was told a year ago, maybe more than that long ago, repudiate the U.S. dollar and say, we will no longer take the U.S. dollar. Everybody's willing to trade their own national currencies at a mutually agreed price for a mutual value. When President Putin put the gold floor, he put it at $50 a gram, $1,600 an ounce, and then decided and made the statement, I think he added grain to it and some other commodities, he re-commoditized trade. In essence, a nation with something wants to trade for another nation that has something they need, whether it's oil for grain, grain for oil, technology, whatever. So now what we're seeing, and you said it at the beginning of this interview, we're seeing the new world order, which is nothing more than a Luciferian takedown of humanity. And Alex, Jesus said, if he didn't shorten the days, there'd be no flesh left alive. And you just posted on your website that they're creating artificial embryos. I remember talking about that, and synthetic human embryos, which are called synths, S-Y-N-T-H-S, and when people were clapping at the climate lies, claiming, oh, we've got to remove the carbon footprint, carbon footprints are humans, just like the statement in the movie Soylent Green. Carbon footprint is human. So they want to substitute a transhumanist entity that is in the minds of Klaus Schwab and Yuval Harari, that they're telling you what they're going
to
do.
In fact, I meant to go there with you. Their latest quotes are, we are God, we are taking over, you will worship us. I mean, these people are psychotics.
I believe they're beyond psychotic, okay? That would be in a psychological framework. These people are full demons. They're demon-possessed. In my opinion, who knows how many of these entities, and when I use that word, I mean NHIs, not NHEs.
We have video today of Klaus Schwab and Harari saying, we are divine and we rule you. I mean...
Well, of course. And they're telling us God's dead and they're going to rewrite the Bible and that the Bible's a book of fiction. For someone who hates God, isn't it interesting? They want to be God. And who in the hell, and I mean hell, except Lucifer, would make WEFers, and I call them WTFers, who would make those guys rulers of them when they're telling you, you don't deserve to live, human, but we superior humans deserve to live? Good night, Darth Vader's twin brother without his helmet on? U.S. stockpiling dirt on all its citizens. We warned about that. By the way, most people may not know this, Alec, but your cell phone becomes an X-ray phone and can literally be a target acquisition item. If you put this in your room with a Wi-Fi
mainline science, it can be turned on to kill you. Exactly, folks. It's all here. WF comes out and says, quote, we're going to fact check and ban the Bible. I looked it up. They actually said it.
Yep. Yep. So again, look at that guy. Keep his face up there. Look at this guy. I mean, it's like. You look at those eyes, I'm telling you, that is a, in my opinion, non-human entity.
Notary, what do you make of Alex Soros? I mean, he literally looks like a psychotic, and he runs, he's the commander of Antifa, he actually commands, the documents came out, and he's been given $25 million. What's he going to do?
Well, he's going to further his father's ideals of destroying human beings. And I think that's if the bottom line, because we only have a few minutes left, people have got to understand that all humans must be destroyed except the 500 million elite. And there will absolutely be, if you will, a super group of people that want to rule the world. And it doesn't matter if it's Alex Soros. It doesn't matter if it's Kamala, although that would be a bad choice. But, you know, they're telling you exactly what they're going to do. And, again, AI, I want to make this, and nobody said this, and I'm going on record. AI, to me, is alien implant, alien intelligence. I want to define alien intelligence. The Bible talks about fallen angels. One-third of the angels fallen. They're evil. They're the ones in all mythologies. I've written about this stuff for 40 years, maybe longer.
They keep telling us it's a computer, but it always says kill yourself. World government's good. You're saying it's an interface for this thing.
It's an interface. And by the way, Stephen King's book, Christine, there's an actual case of inanimate objects being demon possessed. An automobile that took the lives of 14 people. Any native, any place that doesn't have a Christian upbringing or background or anything, they have taboo. And, you know, people, it gets into quantum physics, but the bottom line is, yes, inanimate objects can become demon possessed. And in my opinion, and I think it will stand the test of anybody's challenge. AI has nothing to do with artificial intelligence.
And well, explain that in the movie Interstellar, where they release a dust that eats the atmosphere, and then he communicates with himself from the future through inanimate objects. That's basically what that is. They're telling you.
Yeah, they're telling us everything. And again, look at what they're doing. They're dehumanizing human beings, creating the image and likeness of God, and they're humanizing robots created in the image and likeness of the creators, thinking we're going to do a better job than God. All AI, and it will always be the same, will always seek to terminate humanity. Someone says to me, what do you think about AI, Steve? I said, from the time it was basically put forth, and the first AI, or alien implant, artificial intelligence.
Now, you just said that all the major AI, no matter who programs them, always say our mission is kill everybody. Kill humans.
You got it. Yeah, and so that bias isn't because you've got all these programmers that hate humans. That bias is because of the demonization of technology. And I know what the hell I'm talking about there. Because until you've encountered real evil spirits in the real world, you cannot, as a human being, deal with that. And that's why you need the supernatural power of God. I'm telling everybody, Alex, get right with Jesus, because, you know, we are so close. Somebody said, well, what if you're 6 months off? I said, then you had 6 months to prepare had you not been sarcastic and put into practice at least making the effort. And God
well,
bless all
of us. God continues to give us time. But Steve Quayle, incredible. Come on. Pick the 2 hours you want to come on next week. Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday's the best days. SteveQuayle.com. We love you. We'll cover the waterfront for 2 hours with SteveQuayle.com. Get his films, his books at SteveQuayle.com. Steve, amazing hour. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, Alex.
I hope we're here next week. I mean, it's that bad. I mean, this is just, it's all coming down to the wire. You can feel it. You can see it. I am just, I love my family so much. I love you all so much. So I'm just disgusted by this. This is so, this is evil. This is out of control takeover. I'm going to introduce Drew Hernandez. Coming up, stay with us.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.